This world shall know pain. Almighty Push!
The fuck up, samurai. We have a city to burn.
Sir, permission to leave the station.
For what purpose, Master Chief?
To give the Covenant back their bomb.
Permission granted.
I sacrifice my dark magician to bring forth Sugoi Summit.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Summit. We have another special episode this week, and I'm not lying. We are doing a Sands of Wano with my cousin here. I don't know if you guys all remember, we had a poll a while ago on a podcast, and everyone voted that he should come on for his One Piece experience. I got him started recently. Me and Isabel have been having a debate, actually. What was the first anime you saw?
Sword Art Online.
Okay. So, because that's what I was confused on, because I was thinking Demon Slayer was actually your first, but she was saying that you did watch some before. But, like, yeah. What was the ones? So, before One Piece, which is what we're going to talk about for the episode, what did you see beforehand?
So, I mean,
Full, not just like an episode here and there. Full.
I mean, when I was younger, I watched Pokemon like a lot.
Yeah.
Like
obviously.
Every like Pokemon, day. You know Yu-Gi-Oh, what I mean? All I mean, that's the given. I actually didn't watch any Yu-Gi-Oh.
Wild. You should.
Yeah.
In your free time. Well, not right now because you're watching One Piece. But.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I watched One Piece. I mean, not One Piece.
Yeah.
I watched Pokemon, and then I watched Sword Art Online, and then I watched a little bit of Attack on Titan, but I'm...
Yeah, you were using that as, like, a break anime,
yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, I watched that a while ago.
And then Demon Slayer.
And then Demon Slayer, yeah.
Okay, so you've really seen, like, so One Piece is, like, your fourth.
Yeah.
That you've really seen, like, in full.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you said, and you've seen two of those were, like, 5+ years ago. Like, so you haven't watched anime in a while. We watched Demon Slayer because we were having the parties. And then you wanted to watch One Piece. Why did you decide to start the big scary anime? It's 1,000+ episodes long. Everyone's afraid of it. You're brand new to anime and you're down to watch it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I browse the internet. I know that One Piece is like considered
popular.
Like the king.
So even as like
animes,
not even an anime person.
So I figured it was like one of the most popular. So like if I'm going to get into anime myself, because I'm not, like I said, I haven't ever been an avid anime person.
Yeah.
I was like, why not start with a really good one? Because if I start with that and I really like it, it's just going to make me branch out to other animes. If I end up like, if I would have watched like an anime that wasn't good.
Yeah. Like
without
a mid-level.
Anything, I might've never kept
like,
watching
it. Someone made you watch like Naruto or something.
Yeah. Right.
Fucking Shield Hero.
Yeah.
Some trash like that. So we got you started on One Piece, and I gave him all the options, and I said, these are the acceptable options of watching One Piece. He had four different routes. He picked OG One Piece. So he started with the literal OG 1999 episodes, old animation, everything. And this isn't a Sansa Wano episode. We are right after Marineford. So this is in between. I haven't decided what we're going to call these yet. We're having another one come up here with a buddy of mine, Taven. He's going to do another one of these post-Marineford episodes. So maybe we'll call it, I don't know, something Sabu. Well, something with Sabu-y. I'll figure it out. 2-year time bubble, maybe? Maybe we'll call them that. 2-year time bubble. I don't know. So we're just going, like I said, we're just going right up to Marineford and Amazon Lily. We'll stop at Amazon Lily. You have some lists ready for us. Yep. So beforehand, I know I asked for the top five TV shows just of all time. Didn't even have to be anime. So what were the top five?
So, I mean, honestly, there's only one anime in it. My top five, and that would be One Piece. That would be number one for sure.
It's already number one.
Yeah.
Damn. That's what I was curious was where One Piece was going to be at in the TV shows already. Okay, yeah. So what are you comparing them to that you've seen? What are your next four?
My second, even though it had a crappy ending, that was very, very disappointed. Overall, still one of the greatest shows ever made, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I knew that's what you're going to go for.
I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan. Always have been, always will be.
I respect it. Fuck the last season, but...
Third would be Ozark. I love that show.
That was one I've been talking shit on a little bit recently. Yeah, and some of the newer, like probably like 2-3 months ago. Yeah, because I started it because I wanted something to watch, and I fuck with whatever the actor's name is. You guys know I don't remember actors' names.
Yeah.
I
watch his podcast too. He has a podcast himself.
I like him.
Yeah.
But in Ozark, I hate everyone else. I hate his family. I hate his daughter. Yeah. Constantly be fucking shit up for him. I hate, like, the little blonde crackhead from the trailer park. Believe it or not, though, like, fucking everything up,
too. A lot of people hate her, but, like, her acting is, like, really good.
She's been all right, but she's just, like, an annoying hillbilly. Like, anyone can play that, like, it'll be a fucking...
I don't know. I just like the point. They have, like, a lot of... Like, it took me a while to watch it. I probably watched the first episode, like,
10 times. You know where I got to that I was mad about?
What?
When they made the deal with those other dumb fucking hillbillies.
Yeah.
And then they shoot the fucking Spanish dude, the gangler. I was like, okay, bro, like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's a lot of dumb choices made in that show.
And it was, again, the wife acting crazy as hell.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, it has a good plot. There's a lot of, like...
What would you say the best season was?
Because
I think up to two seasons, so I'm not against.
I think that's a show that gets better and better
as it goes. Okay.
Yeah, because like I mean I don't want to spoil anything. It's just it gets crazy. They do more. They have more money. Like a lot of things happen. Okay. I don't know. I'm big on when I watch a show, it's got to grab my attention pretty much right away, which is why it took me a while to finish it. I watched the first episode probably like 8 times, just turned it off halfway through. I'm like, you got to grab my attention right away.
Yeah.
It took me a while, but it's also like, I like shows that like you get really involved with the characters and they progress.
Like One Piece.
Yeah. That's why I like One Piece.
Yeah, so I know. That's a, you like, I can vouch. He picks up on every little minute detail of One Piece. He really does pick up on all of it. And he's watching subbed, OG subbed.
Oh, yeah. The whole English way.
The dub is fucking crazy. Taven. The next guy we're having on is a dub watcher.
Yeah. It's so bad.
Because of ADHD.
I don't know. The voices really don't match up, and it bugs me.
Yeah, some of them are real fucking bad. Like, Zoro is not horrible, but it's like
And Luffy, the voice for Luffy is just, it's too cringe to me. Either.
Yeah.
I can't do it. It's like someone that holds their nose.
Yeah,
and that's what it sounds like.
So what's the next one?
The fourth is All American.
I've never even heard of that one.
It's amazing.
Number five,
Stranger Things.
Okay.
Stranger Things because like it has a lot of like
the last season of Stranger Things was pretty wild.
It has so much like nostalgia.
I was interested.
So. It's pretty much the
only time I didn't like in Stranger Things was when she went and did her whole little like rogue 70s thing. I hated that shit so much. But other than that, I rocked with Stranger Things.
It's a pretty good show. I mean, I'm pretty like basic. Like a lot of these shows were like shows that so many people.
I'm surprised Breaking Bad or anything wasn't on there.
I mean, Breaking Bad is really good. It was hard. It was very hard.
And One Piece already just shot the fuck to the top.
Yeah, for sure.
I tell you, this shit is gonna blow your mind coming up here. So to start our list off, we got the triple S, the way to the F. Obviously, you know what it is, you guys. Starting off, Romance Dawn. This is Luffy's child arc. This is when he gets his gum gum fruit. You meet Shanks. Shanks loses his arm. That whole scenario with the mountain bandits. Where are you putting that?
Honestly, I'd probably put it in, like, the C or the F. Only because, like...
Well, no, we're not putting anything in F. That's exclusively for this Fox
and Pirate. Okay. I would probably put it at C. It wasn't very memorable to me.
Yeah.
So I would go with C with that.
Okay. While risky, but I respect it. But it's because I know how much you love these other arcs.
Mm-hmm.
I already know where you're gonna want to put this one, but Buggy's arc here.
Luffy, oh, C.
Oh wait, no. Why did I go to Buggy's arc? I'm a dummy. It's Zoro's arc. He goes and gets Zoro first.
Again, I would put that at C.
Axe Hand Morgan.
I didn't like the villains.
You mean that Kobe? Much.
You do mean Kobe.
With Kobe. You get, well, I mean, I you mean a little before, I, but you get to rock with
I do,
Kobe a little
I do
bit.
Rock with Kobe. It's just, I don't know, the villains weren't very interesting.
Yeah, Axe Hand Morgan's a bitch. You know, and I hate a Hell Muppo.
Yeah, ugly it just, fuck. Again, didn't really grab my attention too much.
Buggy arc.
Buggy's the worst. Yeah. I'm just going to say that
no,
right
Foxy
now.
Pirate is the worst.
Oh, well.
But okay, Buggy second worst.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what, C or F tier? I'll let you put Buggy in F if you want.
That,
you want F tier? Okay.
For sure.
We move on from there to Usopp's arc. Serp Village. You rocking with Usopp? You like Usopp? I know he's hit or miss for a lot of people.
He's probably my least favorite Straw Hat. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't know, he's annoying kind of. He's kind of a scaredy cat. Yeah, I'm not saying that he's like bad at all. I mean, there were some times where he did do like good things that kind of helped them move
progress,
on.
Yeah.
But
he
like
comes in clutch every now and then, you know.
It's not a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would say he's more of a holds them back more often than he does good.
What about what about Thriller Bart? That depression girl?
I mean, yeah, I mean, they needed him.
And he's
there.
Lobby? He was the first one to shoot that
the
fuck
flag?
Face.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
The flag too, but he was the first
was
one to shoot that
fucking asshole.
That was probably
my favorite thing that Usopp did was shoot the flag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because it sent a message.
Yeah.
It was
fuck
iconic.
Y'all. Kicking this fucking front door in here. So where are you putting the Serp Village arc?
I would actually put that in B though, because I liked how he kind of had a relationship with that girl, and it was very like, you know, typical, like he has to visit her on the window and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like they didn't like him. I don't know. It was pretty cool. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah, I love fucking their whole story. And that's where they get the Mary at, too.
Mm-hmm.
Going Mary. Iconic.
Which is...
That was my fucking birthday present from you. Shout out. Thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate it. I just got the little kit to build it. So now I'm going to
build
it on stream here soon. Barate arc was next. We meet Sanji. And they fight Don Krieg and meet Mihawk. Zoro versus Mihawk.
Square I would definitely up. Put that in B.
B? All right.
B as well.
I respect it.
Yeah.
Who you like more? Where do you tend to lean more, Zoro or Sanji?
Oh, Zoro
for sure.
Like League
By
of his
far.
Own, yeah.
Zoro more than Luffy.
Oh yeah,
as a favorite.
Yeah,
damn, Zoro's your favorite Straw Hat.
Yes.
Okay,
hands down.
I respect it.
Hands down.
That's the and you got his shit.
And the other thing too is like I feel like it's a given that everyone wants Luffy to be their top.
Yeah,
because he's the main character. You know,
he's so
I mean?
Easy.
So,
to
like,
love.
I'm not saying I don't like Luffy,
yeah,
but like,
obviously,
I don't even want to put him in like my top five just because it's
obviously
Luffy. It's
everyone's
Luffy.
Favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't.
He's
I like
so he's
different.
Your favorite, but it's like
kind of
default.
Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
Like. I'm the same way then because Luffy's my favorite, but if you take Luffy away, Zoro's my favorite.
Yeah, yeah. We can get more on Zoro later too, like because
in Thriller Bark.
Yeah.
Arlong Park. How you feeling, Nami's arc? Iconic ass fucking
is that SSS actually like a ranking?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's for like whatever you're like. I like obviously I already know where you're putting Marineford up there and
yeah.
That bitch. But
I'm gonna give Arlong Park a hard S for sure.
The triple S?
No,
or the single S.
S? Single S. Yeah.
Arlong Park is iconic.
It's super iconic. The way he beat the villain in that arc, like it was iconic. You got the Nami backstory, which is probably one of the first times like I actually teared up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was so sad.
Have you cried more than once?
Oh, yeah.
One piece of art? Really?
Yeah. I teared up a couple times.
Bro,
yeah.
There's so many fucking parts that get me, especially now rewatching it all the time.
I will say, like, she has, I don't know, she has one of the, she, see, Nami was one of those characters that, like, in the very beginning, I hated her. I was like, she's a dumb thief.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's only out for herself.
Steals her boat.
And then, like, at the beginning of Arlong Park, like, I hated her because I was like, oh, shoot, she just, you know, she was working for them.
Yeah.
And I hated her even more. And then you see, like, her backstory and the reason why she did stealing what she money did. And then it's kind of like, turn the leaf. And, like, when Luffy gave her his hat.
Yeah.
It was like a trusting thing because that's his hat from Shanks.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. It was so cool. And then obviously, destroyed.
You get the fucking walk up, bro. That first walk up with the drums and everything.
Yeah.
And, like, kick that fucking
Arlong Park. It was very good. That's when I, like.
And it's crazy because people will constantly try to tell you, like, once you're, like, deep into the One Piece fandom, right? It's only going to get worse for you. You're only going to get deeper. You're going to find people who will literally say One Piece doesn't get good till 300 episodes in. But Arlong Park is in the first 30 episodes.
Yeah.
So it's like, huh, what do you mean it doesn't get good till 300? Arlong Park is a fucking S-tier arc.
Yeah. And it's important because actually, like, the fishmen are actually very important through.
They're about to get even more important than you know. Right. You're headed to Fishman Island almost. Yeah.
So, like, it's deep. Like, the Fishman is, like, deep in the history of One Piece. So, yeah, like,
and that's one of the. Tyler is actually very, very, very extremely unspoiled in One Piece. He knows almost no. Like, as fucking unspoiled as you can find a One Piece fan, honestly, nowadays.
Yeah, I don't look at any spoilers. I don't look pretty much anything.
The only thing you do know, you like Jinbei?
Oh, I love
you've seen Jinbei a little bit, and he's a fisherman. You know that,
yeah.
But yeah, and, like, it's so crazy the stuff we're gonna get to talk about later. Going off of that, then they leave. They pick up Nami gets sick. They pick up Chopper.
Yeah, that's
little
right.
Chop Drum Island, so cute. I love him so much. His backstory makes me fucking cry. Actually,
yeah, for sure.
Okay, so where would you actually put Drum Island then? You meet Wapo. Fuck him. I'm not a big fan of him, but he's alright. But you get that scene where Luffy's up on there holding that fucking flag, dude. I love that shit so much. When Wapo tries to shoot it down, he's like, I told you, bro, this shit's not fucking going down. He just eats that cannonball shot for Chopper.
Yeah.
So where are you putting that?
I would probably put that in, I'm trying to think, like A or B. I thought it was pretty good.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But that island was
cold.
Kind of, yeah, it was kind of it was a lot of, like, well, I would probably put it B, yeah,
and you get Luffy carrying the fucking Nami and Sanji up the,
I mean, that was cliffs. that was pretty cool.
God damn.
I would still put it B, but B? Yeah, that,
okay. Moving from Drum Island, we're going into Reverse Mountain. You meet Laboon.
That was pretty iconic.
Laboon.
I love Laboon, and the thing about that too is that was the first time that I feel like you really see, like, the mind
of Oda.
Of Oda.
Like, how wild. Really? Because that's, like, the first time?
Yeah, because it's like, you don't expect that there's a whole world inside the whale. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of.
You don't expect water. Well, I guess, yeah. I see what you mean. It is like, not that none of this other stuff's been wild, I guess.
Yeah, that, like, was the first time that was like,
yeah, where it was like, it was a nice world, but it hasn't been anything where you're like, what the fuck?
No, yeah, I get what you mean. It wasn't except, like, that, fishman, but like, yeah, like, I don't know.
It does get wilder, because then right from there you go in the fucking Little Garden, which is the island with the giants and fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah,
I would put that A.
Laboon?
Yeah.
Love that.
And another thing, too, with that is, like, again, that comes back later,
yeah,
with Brooke, and then you realize, like, oh my god, like, that's Brooke's
another thing to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah, later, yeah, on. For sure. So, like, that kind of makes it better for me too.
Yeah, having things to look forward to, or yeah, you're saying, like, that makes that connection makes
the connection even, yeah,
even more, yep, important. Yeah, Little Garden.
Yeah, that was me, Broggy,
and them. Yep. And they, you also run into fucking Baroque Works for the first time on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they do the little wax cake, and fucking Zoro tries to, like, cut his legs off.
Oh, that was so annoying.
Yeah, the girl painting emotions on, yeah, Luffy's dumbass.
Yeah. I would say B for that one.
Okay. All right. Kind of higher than I expected for that based off this ranking.
Yeah.
Whiskey Peak. That's when they all go to, they show up on the island and fucking, it's all Baroque Works people and everyone gets drunk and then Zoro fights all of Baroque Works by himself at nighttime, you remember?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a step.
Fucks people up.
Yeah, that would be a C for me.
C?
Yeah, that one wasn't. Really? Yeah, that one wasn't that.
And then Luffy wakes up mad at Zoro and tries to fight Zoro. But then they meet Vivi there.
They do get Vivi. Vivi. I love Vivi.
Alabasta, I know, is also up there for you.
It really is. That had, like, it's in my
Crocodile.
Opinion, really good villain.
Yeah.
Awesome story. The whole plot where, like, that stuff that made it, like...
The rain yeah, the dance bar.
It was, like, illegal.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was cool how they did that.
I agree.
I would put that S.
And that's also, like, kind of, you get to see how, like, Oda will literally have, like every island has even its own, like, economic system.
Yeah,
and, like,
that's what's
fucking problems.
I will say that's probably one of my favorite things about One Piece is, like, everything's not only so different, but they have their own problems, economics, and, like, things they look up to or different strifes, basically.
And he's really good at, like you're coming from Drum Island, which is all ice and snow, and then you're going into a straight fucking desert.
Yeah.
And then before that, your Little Garden's a fucking jungle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, he's really good at switching up.
I mean,
keeping things new on top of having characters develop, the world around you is developing, changing.
You gotta put it in S, you know?
You
why?
Don't sit in,
I mean, you got the bath scene. That was pretty wild.
In what, which arc are you talking about?
Alabasta.
Oh, okay.
When they go in the big bath,
there's
and all of a sudden there's bubbles everywhere.
Yeah. Fucking Luffy.
Yeah, that was a good arc. I had a lot of good characters. I would definitely put that S.
S. Okay. Yeah. Up there with Arlong. All right. Jaya, the island before. Skypiea, they're looking for the knockup stream. They run into Fuckface Bellamy.
That's where he gets one punch.
Yeah,
well,
Bellamy gets smoked. He gets fist printed in his face.
I've told you that before. I love how in One Piece, you know, there's fights that are hard, but you gotta appreciate when they come across some motherfucker who thinks that they can keep up with the big dogs, and they just get knocked out. I mean, that scene alone, the noise, the way they did, like, the sound on it, like, it sound, like...
Everything was silent, you just hear the bouncing all around him.
And it's just, like, the boom, and he's just, like,
just
in the ground.
Smokes his ass, yeah.
I don't know. That would probably be, like, an A for me, just because of that,
And then on top
just
of that, they meet Blackbeard
scene.
And Jaya also,
yeah.
And they have their little shit.
And he's off. Like, he was like, in that arc, I was like, oh, this guy's like,
oh, I fuck
cool.
with this guy. He's cool. I can't wait to see him again.
Yeah, he's cool. He seems like Luffy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? So
fight, arguing over food, being petty.
Yeah. Like I said, there wasn't really that much going on in that island, but like.
Definitely shorter arc.
It's an A just for the punch, honestly.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You know what I mean?
I agree. Skypiea, where do you think you would put that one at? Moving into there, they shoot up Skypiea. They deal with so much shit. You meet fucking Anel's wild, psychotic ass. He thinks he's a god. And it's just obviously, this is, like you said, this is like another time you could see how wild Oda can really get with his world building.
Yeah. World building was super good with that. Like, you know, a lot of people don't expect like pirates ship, and they go
to be
in the
on
sky.
The clouds and shit.
Very cool plot. It was something I was very excited to see, like how they got there.
Were you surprised that like when you heard about the knockup stream and Skypiea? Did you think Skypiea was actually going to be real, or did you think it was going to be like a myth?
I thought it was going to be real because there was one scene. And I actually still to this day don't know what it means, but I always feel like it's going to mean something.
Yeah. Well,
where
always will.
when they for dive sure. in the water at that shipwreck,
mm-hmm.
they open up this like chest and there's like one, it's like a bird.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And like still to this day, I'm always like wondering like what does that mean?
Yeah,
I'm not saying that, that's what made me think that it was like a myth or whatever, but I mean, I kind of figured it was real.
You also get to, you get Nolan's story and shit like that up there in Skypiea. Did you enjoy that a lot? That's another part where you'll come to find some people will absolutely fucking hate that shit.
No, I didn't mind it. Like, it was one of those arcs too that like you really get to see like Nico.
Yeah.
Like kind of like with her
ability.
With her ability and like what she wants to do. Like she likes to preserve history and stuff like that. So you get like more of the Nico side for the first
time. Super
she
interesting
was,
with that, yeah.
She was kinda like quiet.
That's also where they come across the first times. Like poneglyph.
Yeah. And stuff. Yeah, exactly.
For her to read. Well, after Which, Alabasta.
I mean, you could tell going into Skypiea that there was like a lot of stuff that will mean more later.
Like, you know the note on the side of the bell?
Yeah.
Just remember that.
Yeah.
That bell, him ringing the bell, him, like, what did you think of him, like, I know it took, you figured out pretty quick that the electricity wasn't gonna fucking do nothing to Luffy.
Yeah, yeah, I figured with the rubber and stuff, I was, because this guy seemed, this was the first time I think you came across somebody that was like, this man's truly broken. Like, how do you beat him?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was just, like, way stronger than anybody. So it's like, you know, how do you beat this guy? But then I was like, starting to think to myself, like, okay, maybe his weakness is Luffy.
Yeah, the only fucking possible weakness to this broken-ass motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. Logia types, I don't know, they might
they
be able to beat him.
They all are pretty fucking busted.
I think a lot of the Logias could probably beat him. Obviously, there were none there. But yeah, he seems pretty broken. But it was a good story. I like the strife between like the two groups.
Yeah, like the rebels and
the rebels and the thing and how it all came together. And then you get like said the backstory. The backstory was actually
of Skypiea.
Yeah. Like the history
the when Sky Knight back when he was like everything.
Yeah, I thought that was actually like really well done.
Yeah, it's one there's very few backstories I think that are done that well, honestly. Like, I really still think Nolan's story's not done. I think there's more to it that we don't know yet or understand.
Yeah.
I think they're really, it's going to draw back to it again, for sure. And I like Viper is so dope. He's such a sick character. Viper. Usopp gets his fucking dials. That's the first time you get, like, Usopp gets, like, kind of an upgrade, you know what I mean, to his fighting capabilities. So where would you put Skypiea?
I would overall? Put it at A.
A, okay, gotcha. And then I told you about Enel with the cover stories.
Yeah.
He went up to the moon. He, like, found this whole little, like, robot army up there that he's just been, like, chilling
That's what
with.
I'm saying. Like, I wonder if he, like, comes back.
For the final war? I'm thinking so, too. I'm thinking he's not done for sure.
They really, like, at the end of it, they really put a lot of, like, emphasis into, like, I'm alive. Don't you worry, I'm coming back without actually saying it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't
His
think
ego
he's
is
done.
Too big, too. Like, he's the only person. He's, like, one of the very few people the whole time who's just like, no, I'm a fucking real god.
Guess what, though?
Even after losing, he's like, I'm still god.
If he comes back, Luffy just gonna smoke him again.
Yeah, even probably easier this time now. I don't know.
The only way he'd be able to win would be, like, if he, like...
He could be a problem for a lot of the other people, but I don't see how,
I say the only way he would beat Luffy would be, like, if he, like, grabs one of his crewmates and, like, threatens to, like...
Yeah, do some wild, crazy shit.
Do wild, crazy shit.
So, leaving Skypiea with an A, then we're moving into Water 7, which is another, obviously, crazy-ass fucking island you get to see. They got the Aqua Laguna, their whole own problems and shit, like we've talked about before. You meet Franky and the fucking Franky house. Usopp loses all their fucking money. Usopp gets in a fight with Luffy over the Mary, moving on. And then you find out that everyone's a fucking traitor around them. So how you feel about Water 7?
I would put that in S.
S?
For sure. Yeah.
Damn, right up there. Okay.
Yeah.
I respect it for sure, obviously.
The story, I like the arcs with, like, so much going on. Like, there was so many, like, key moments and
so many
things going on. Plus, the world building on that was probably, like, the best up until that point. Probably the best by far. You got the, like, little, I forget what they're called, the dragon things. They ride around in.
Yeah. It's you like got, water canals. You got the Frankie house. The cool. Was... They even like explain how the elevator system works and shit. You know what I mean? Like that's like the level of detail in the world building he goes into.
Yeah, you got the Frankie house, which was like, you know, this looks like it was put together by a toddler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then you got the backstory of Frankie, which was crazy good.
Yeah, Cutty Flam.
Yeah, and like why he's so good. You got the...
Tom.
You got the...
Their teacher.
Yeah, their teacher.
The rail, the fucking train. You the get... The sea train.
The sea train. Iconic as
fuck.
Which is cool, because like, who thinks of that? Like a train on the water? You got...
Tom.
The boat.
Mm-hmm.
The boat. Rip the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's moving into, once you find everyone's then, a traitor, they go into Annie's lobby.
And then, like, the fight between Luffy and
everybody.
Usopp.
Yeah.
Which was super impactful and is probably the very first time that Zoro went to my number one. Just because, like, he basically told the other crew, back the fuck off, let Luffy handle it. Respect our captain. And that was like one of the major turning points for me. That was like, okay,
I'm leaving.
This man is like a true co-captain, like his right hand man. Not Sanji. Which I don't know. There's so much to say about that. It was the best.
Yeah.
One of the best for sure.
And that was like a little side conversation. You know what I mean? It wasn't even like, a main story point in One Piece, and it's still
the
like,
villains were
memorable cool.
and just the whole like scene where like they have that big flood and like how they had like
Luffy's dumbass got stuck in between the goddamn buildings twice.
I know, right? that was quite annoying, but yeah, and like you know, just like even showing how the little side people that don't matter like making their houses like
boarding them up, ready,
which is like. Something that, like, in the real life, if there was something like that happening, you'd board up your place. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, like, it was cool. It happens every year.
It's wild. Like, fuck that.
And the whole, you get the whole, like, side thing, too, with the restaurant and the salt, the special salt being, like, who thinks of stuff like that? Like, that was a cool side thing. You know what I mean? The fact that salt is what made their food so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it was little details. Yep.
So they rush to save Robin. They push down fucking doors of Annie's lobby. They shoot through the fucking flag with their boy Soga King. Not Usopp, Soga King.
Yeah.
And we just have all out brawl. You see Monster Point Chopper for the first time, which is wild. Fucking crazy.
I'll tell you what, that was one thing I was not expecting.
Yeah. At all.
At all.
His scream, everything, and then, bro, the disrespect, he just holds him by his head and just yeets his fucking, that dude that he beats with the fucking hair, you remember that? He just walks outside and just yeets him fucking into the distance. It's disrespectful as fuck for how cute Chopper is. Zoro goes, you see Ashura, Zoro.
Zoro uses Usopp as a weapon, which was pretty funny.
Yeah, you could see
that. That was a pretty funny
Some people hate that shit.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was... I'd like it too, but...
It was very childish, I would say, but...
Not the most childish thing. It was better than the docking they do
it. It was funny, because, like, that was, like, something I was like, it's about time, like, Usopp, like, gets a taste of his medicine about, you know, about things, and, yeah, just get used as a weapon. You're more useful that way.
Yeah, you're more useful that way. you also get to kind of see how devil fruits work, because... Two of the CP9 members eat two of them. I mean, Giraffe Man, like, come on, it's kind of a shitty fucking devil fruit.
Other
girl got Soap Woman. Hers is pretty busted. Soap Woman.
Yeah.
She's pretty busted. She beats Sanji because he won't hit a woman, and he turns into a little Soap Man. But then eventually you get to see him use his Diablo Jamble. You just pretty much see everyone pop the fuck off. Gear 2 and Gear 3. Both of them. You get that iconic ass scene of Usopp giving Luffy the pep talk and that yell, bro. That I've rewatched that scene all the fucking time. All the time. It's insane how much I watch that shit.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Rob Lucci as a villain?
Very good villain.
You like
actually
him?
Yeah, he was actually one of,
is he up there?
He's up
there.
Do
you have an antagonist list?
I do.
Okay, let's see the antagonist. Top five. What was it? Top five?
Top four villains.
Okay, top four villains. Let's see them. Who's number one?
Blackbeard.
Blackbeard's number one. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Up there.
Yeah.
He was, it's that Marineford hit different.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And
especially with him having like two of like the most broken devil fruits now. Yeah. My number two.
Yeah.
Is Magellan.
Okay. Yeah. He's fucking busted.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people don't think about it. He really did take down the main character and the fucking main antagonist.
Yeah.
By himself.
Yeah.
Like, and fucking Ivanka II, the revolutionary, was putting in work. I think Ivanka still pulled it off and got away, but
I don't think he would have actually beaten him, though. I think he...
Ivanka? You think Magellan would have?
I think Magellan would have actually won. It
depends. Oh, really? You think Ivanka would have lost?
Yeah, I think Ivanka would have lost.
Maybe.
It depends, though, because, I mean, Magellan is very strong, but you can tell, like, his weak point is he has to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So... I think the more he uses it, from my understanding, the more he uses it, the more he uses, the longer it is.
Yeah.
So I think it depends, I guess.
Okay. So Magellan.
But he was definitely a cool villain. My third would be Crocodile.
Okay. Four.
And the four would be a no. Okay. Actually.
All right. I respect all those choices. Yeah.
If I had to choose a five though, it would probably be Rob Lucci.
Okay.
If I had a top five. I kind of went back and forth between NL and Rob Lucci.
All right. Yeah. I feel it. You sure you don't want to put Spandam in here? The fuckface from Enies Lobby?
Oh, that guy can just...
Yeah, he... Die?
Die.
Yeah, I hate him more than Foxy, honestly.
The amount that he
He's
abuses,
probably my most hated.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robin?
The way he abused Robin, like... pulling her hair up the steps and stuff.
She was grabbing the curb with her teeth.
Like, that's like one of those things that if you did that in like a real movie, it would be like banned.
Yeah.
Probably. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he was doing mad fucked up shit.
And the shit he would say too.
Yeah.
Like, while he was doing it, that was like abuse on a whole nother level. This man, I hope he should never
have
a girlfriend.
He did get his back snapped. By Robin
that is
on
true.
The way out.
That was one of the cool things, though, that how she was the one who got the revenge.
Yeah. And it was nice that Usopp was the one to actually, like, free Robin. You know what I mean? Like she, like, he was with her until he started getting sniped. And then...
That was one of those arcs, though, where I actually disliked Robin a lot.
Really?
Well, yeah, because of how much she fought.
To die?
The straw hats to not
But
save
then you
her.
Get the I want to live moment.
Yes, which was, like, super iconic, like, and how much they wanted her to survive, and, like, her backstory was probably the most sad backstory out of all of them.
Yeah.
To be honest, I mean, she lost everybody.
Yeah.
Like, no wonder she don't trust anybody.
Yeah. Every time she would find people, they would
like,
just try to turn her in for
a
fucking...
When you really, like...
They put that big of a bounty on a child.
Yeah.
The Marines.
And the fact is, like, if you keep her backstory in mind, and then you just watch Spandam, like, just beat the shit out of her. It's like, I don't know. It's differently. It's like, Jesus, like, she'd been through all that, plus gets, like, some serious abused issues. It was crazy. But then, you know, at the end, obviously, Nico, she's...
Very worth it.
Yeah.
Strong. One Piece writes their women like no one else. Like, they're all so fucking well thought out and, like, independent and strong and fucking...
Yeah, I mean...
beautiful,
I'd say that.
I know you have a top four women arc. Go ahead, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Top just four women?
Yeah,
Nico.
Top four women. Number
Nico
one?
Nico is number one.
I don't blame you.
Bella.
Okay, respect.
Vivi.
Yep.
Then Nami.
Yep. All right, and you're gonna give so many more amazing ones to meet. Still, honestly, my favorite, one of my top favorite ones, is in Dressrosa. Her name is Viola.
Isn't that the next art?
No, you got a minute till Dressrosa.
Oh, do we? Okay.
So where are you putting Enies Lobby?
Enies Lobby is an S for sure.
And then to wrap up Enies Lobby, they go back to Water 7. We get Rip the Mary, and you get the Sunny. Frankie joins.
Which
how you like the Sunny?
That boat's insane.
I
like how they, like, they put details that, like, don't really
everybody.
Matter.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Like, the aquarium inside the boat, like, dope again, as
fuck. They just like go play in there and shit too all the time.
Who thinks
like,
of that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like they can keep their fish in there that they want to eat later.
Because they always just be Usopp just be fishing all the time.
Yeah, I mean
Usopp, Chopper, Luffy.
It got big enough for a whale. Honestly, Luffy eats.
That's some of my like favorite fucking times too. Is when they're just chilling on the boat and just like sailing and just like vibing. I love the like crew time in between all the bullshit.
Yeah, you can tell that like Franky like put his heart and soul
into this fucking boat.
Into that boat.
And the Sunny's busted too. Wait till you see you haven't seen anything yet of the Sunny.
I mean, I see it. It can like fly, basically. It can freaking
just wait.
Submarine. I'm sure.
It gets out of hand.
I can't even imagine the other stuff it can do.
So moving on, there they go. The Thriller Bark. You get to see all the comedy, all the zombie comedy that you could ever want. Kuma comes in as a menace. You get to see the warlords. You get Nightmare Luffy. You get Moira. You get Moira's fucking.
Speaking of which, Moira's. One of also my favorite villains.
Really?
For
but
sure.
Not in your top five.
No, but it's in
number
the top,
six or seven.
It's in the top of another thing that you asked me.
What was the other?
The top Devil Fruits.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely.
We'll get to that.
Top.
We'll save that one for the last. That was for you, chat.
We got top five characters too. Don't forget about that.
Yeah. We'll do all those at the end. So Thriller Bark, how you feeling? You get Zoro versus Ryuma. Which actually, did you know Ryuma is getting his whole own anime called Monster?
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
Hell
about
yeah,
that.
I didn't That's know if cool. I didn't. I know we announced it on the podcast like 2 weeks ago, but I didn't know if you had heard or not. How you feel?
Thriller Bark's really good. It was very cool. Like, you know what I mean? It's got the whole like Halloween theme, which I outside of podcasts. I mean, not podcasts. What am I saying? Outside of like. You know, anime, far as, like, a fan, I'm, like, a fan of, like,
Halloween,
horror stuff and horror movies
that vibe.
And stuff like that. So, like, zombies and things like that. Like, so, yeah, this one was a really good arc. It was...
Did you like Nightmare Luffy? That form? We'll never get to see it again, but... With the sword, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
Big
that
Blue
was...
Luffy.
Yeah. That was crazy.
And then Kuma shows up and you get nothing happened.
Yeah, which was probably one of the most iconic.
Probably the most iconic Zoro moment until recently. Yeah. But Brook, you get to find out his connection with Laboon, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Iconic as fuck. You get to hear Bank Sake for the first time, which is like, bro, I could listen to that song all day on repeat.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's growing on me.
That's just
going to
play on my wedding, bro. For real.
Yeah, it's definitely growing on me for sure.
Yeah, so where are you putting Thriller Bark?
That's definitely another S.
Another S. We got a lot. We have more in the S than anything else.
I know. I tried not to be like that, but
Well, you can move them around too. If you want to move shit around, it's not there. Stop permanently till the end of the podcast. So feel free to move it around if you want.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I don't know what else to say. It's really good.
Yeah,
it kept my attention.
And you're what 500 episodes in? You've never watched anything this long, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, there's not much that's that long.
Yeah.
I wonder if you break, because how many episodes are a season where is Game of Thrones? Like 10? 15?
Seasons?
No, episodes per season. Was that like 9? I don't know, because I know they're like an hour long. So, like, you know, so that's a lot
maybe
of episodes
like,
in one.
Maybe like 10, 12 maybe? I don't know.
So they leave Thriller Bark, and they go into pre-time skip Sabaody. Obviously, out of hand. Luffy loses everybody, punches a celestial dragon in
the
face.
That was like, I've actually watched that a couple of times on YouTube.
The celestial dragon?
Yes, because I'm skipping a little bit.
He's also a bitch.
I had this theory. I don't know if, I couldn't find out if it was something I just missed or didn't notice, but when you go to where I am in like Marineford when Luffy and Ace and Sabo were kids and stuff like that. When Sabo would fight, I thought he had this like yellow thing in his eye. And I went back and watched that fight to see if Luffy would have it, as if like they were trying to like connect them together. Like he was so mad what happened to Sabo that he...
Oh, no, I don't think so.
But it wasn't. I thought there was a connection there, so yeah. I would, like, rewatch it on YouTube
to see if
there
was. See, you're already trying to...
I'm trying...
You're venturing into, like, the deep One Piece theory, like, fucking... That's funny as fuck.
Yeah,
don't go down that road. Don't go down that road.
Yeah, I've been trying to, like, look into stuff a little bit, like, trying to catch stuff, maybe.
You're, like, psyching yourself out. You're like, there has to be more detail.
Yeah, there has to be more to this, so I'm, like, trying to figure it out.
They meet Rayleigh. Wild as fuck. Dark King Rayleigh, one of the most busted ass motherfuckers in One Piece.
Yeah.
Also becomes Luffy's teacher.
Yeah, which is cool. Very cool.
Sabaody again, also dope island. Like, just in general, it's all fucking sick island. You meet all the supernovas. Was there any that you didn't really fuck with out of the supernovas? Like Kid, Law, Hawkins, Drake.
Bonnie. The guy with the braces. What's his name again?
With the brace?
He had braces in his teeth.
Oh, you're thinking Oppo. Yeah, I hate him too.
He's kind of a weird character for me.
Yeah, it's not braces. You'll find out what they are then, but it's dumb as fuck.
Yeah, he's kind of weird to me.
Yeah.
The only one that actually kind of stood out to me would be Law.
Law, really?
Really?
I mean, obviously that I fuck with Law heavy.
I will say that's one thing. Like, I kind of know that he's a little bit important. Not because I really like spoiled it for myself, but like, you know,
you walk around, you see my statues and stuff. Like,
yeah, I pick up that he's like kind of like
I have
an important character Law
statue.
But I mean, yeah, he's kind of like the only like standout for me. I would say.
Yeah, him and Captain Mid are like the top two ones for sure. So where would you?
I would actually move Thriller Bark to A, actually.
Thriller Bark
and then Sabaody an S, because I definitely like Sabaody more.
Okay.
And I don't want to overflow with like too many S's or whatever.
I feel you.
Only because
feel free to move them.
Only because, just the punch, like. That was one time that Luffy really didn't listen to anyone else.
No, at all.
And it was...
And you
was,
like the callback, too, of Arlong Park?
Yeah.
With Hachi and them?
With Hachi and them, yeah. You start to realize that, like... And just that had probably, I would say, the best storyline from beginning, from that to that point. Because the whole, like, slaves and how these guys are untouchable, it was... Probably the coolest storyline up to that point that I've seen for sure.
Yeah,
and it might be the coolest one out of all.
Is that the scene you find yourself like replaying the most on YouTube, like going back and watching?
Yes,
that punch for sure.
That punch for sure. Yeah, because it had a lot of meaning to it.
Yeah,
like I don't know if he was thinking of Sabo when he did it, but with knowing what I know now about how. One of the celestial dragons blew up Sabo's ship. Like he didn't care. Like he was thing. And then seeing that punch, knowing what they do to people, you know, including
just a regular, like not even just like people with powers.
Yeah. Including Bella.
Yeah.
Cause she was a slave at one point.
Yeah.
Like it, when you think about watching it after, it means so much more. You know what I mean? It was one of those moments.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
I don't know. It was pretty cool, and I like the whole bubble thing and like how all that works. That was cool too.
And also, you can see how dark One Piece gets.
And you
like
get
with the whole
you get
slave
a lot
market.
Of, yeah,
you know what I mean, like
yeah, and you get a lot of like backstory with like Riley.
Yeah,
and, like the gold Roger.
Yeah, the Roger pirates. You get to see a good amount of backstory. I forgot you watched that because you watched that part without me, right?
I think so. Yeah.
So they all get separated. Everyone goes off to have their 2-year training arc, and Luffy gets sent to Amazon Lily, where he meets his hopefully future wife Boa, and they see their first man they've ever seen. You have the whole ball and penis scene.
That was that was pretty. That was pretty wild.
Yeah. Did you watch it when at work?
I did actually. I was like, what's going on here? You know what I mean?
Had to hit that 5-second skip through it.
I do like Boa. She's, again...
Oh, and Conqueror's Haki for the first time.
You do get to see that, yeah. Which, you know, when it first happened, like, I was like, I didn't really understand it. It's, again, one of those moments that, like, means more later.
Yeah.
When you start to, like, realize some stuff. But, yeah. No, that was a... It was decent arc, but, like, at the same time, that was, like, one of those arcs that's, like, okay, so Luffy is just being chased by women for, like...
casually
for, like, 4 episodes straight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as much as I like Boa and, like, how it played out,
there wasn't really...
Yeah, the arc itself wasn't that good. Where, I would put that at C.
C?
Yeah.
Okay. I respect it. Nothing in Triple S yet, and is that because that's where Marineford goes?
Correct.
All right, so...
Correct.
Marineford is...
And here's the crazy part though, about that. It's not because of the war itself.
Really?
Yes. I think...
I know at first you were not happy about the pacing at first.
It was.
For Marineford, you loved Impel Down.
I did love Impel Down. If Impel Down's considered into that,
yeah, they're together. Yeah. I'm thinking about making a more detailed one for this mid range thing, but
yeah, Impel Down was awesome. The fact that they break in, there was like a lot going on, the different levels, so, and it got harder and harder. So it, like, you know, and like, what was it? Sword Art? How there's like they go up that tower, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like harder and harder.
Some of the tower.
Yeah, it was. It kind of reminded me a little bit of that. Like it got harder and harder and like different. It was like different every level. So it brought excitement every episode.
Yeah.
That made sense.
I understand what you mean. And like, and then like you said, like every level was so fucking different than the last one. And yeah. They like actually did get shittier and shittier. Like,
yeah,
progressively.
I don't, like I said, reason why it's F, I don't screw with Buggy at all.
Yeah.
I think he's annoying.
And he's there was a lot of Buggy in Impel Down.
And yeah, so that part I didn't really care for.
But
that
Bon
much.
Clay.
But Bon Clay is a
Bon piece. Clay.
Bon Clay. Oh my god. Piece. Second time he's been saved by Luffy.
Yeah, there he saved Luffy.
He saved Luffy.
And well, vice versa both. Yeah, he was carrying him through the fucking snow wolverines.
And it's not just
and
saved
shit.
Him, like risked his actual life. Yeah.
Well,
him.
He's trapped there in the prison with Magellan still.
Yeah. At least at this point, you don't know if he's alive or dead.
Yeah.
So, I'm hoping he's okay. But, I don't know yet.
I don't know.
But, yeah, that was really cool. Yeah, the post-war...
I need a Bon Clay statue.
The post-war, yeah, I didn't like the pacing. It was like a lot of like, okay, these Marines are running towards them. The pirates are running towards them. There's some explosions, you know, talking explosions. You know, it the fights themselves weren't that great until towards the end.
So then, where did like Marineford really start to like pick up for you? Like, cause you didn't like the pacing. It was a lot of
when
running.
Kobe got knocked the hell out
by Luffy.
Yeah,
the first time. Okay.
Yeah, that's when I was like, you know, it was like one of those things where I was just like. Okay. What?
You kind of forgot. Right. You're like, oh, wait, they're meeting again. You're like, oh shit.
I was like, is it gonna be a good meeting? And then Luffy's just bam. Like and just like knocks him into
He's
third
like,
dimension.
Sorry, guy. Not on my level yet. You thought.
Yeah, that was like one of those like, oh shit, okay, maybe this is starting to get like lit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then
Bo's on the battlefield fighting everyone but Luffy.
Yeah.
Everyone but who she's supposed to be fighting.
Yeah. Yeah, she came in clutch with the key.
She came in clutch a lot of times, honestly.
Yeah.
Jinbei is on the battlefield. Crocodile comes in fucking.
Yeah, that was one of the cool. I will say that was probably one of the coolest things. How like you never expect. Okay, so his like arch nemesis.
Yeah.
Or whatever from another thing. Actually, like their goals align, and not only are they on the same team, but Crocodile like actually saved Luffy.
Yeah. And he respected him. Yeah, when he cut Akino.
Yeah.
Up, yeah.
Yeah, like, so, like, that was, like, when I saw that, I was, like, that was just one of those moments.
I watched
you get
that with
hair,
the other day, yeah.
Your hair stands up because it's, like, you get goosebumps. Like, that was one of those moments
well,
for
Crocodile
sure.
Tried to pull up on Whitebeard and Luffy stopped them.
Yeah.
I was, like, yo, we have shit to do, dog. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
You
so,
if you want to fight Whitebeard, you got to fight
So
me,
that
bro.
Was cool. The struggle with Luffy's grandpa. That he was having.
Garb was going through it.
You could tell that man was like so torn right now.
I feel so bad for him. And he let Luffy just one-shot him. And even Sengoku, like, noticed and was like, of course, like, that's your family. Fuck, like,
I think
it look good.
I think Sengoku knew this was going to happen, though, with Garth. To an extent, I think he like, knew that this was going to be a, like...
I think he was thankful Garp didn't betray them.
Yeah.
Because Garp would have... I think really he was
worried about
to,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he was hella worried about it.
Definitely worried about it. Because, yeah, Garp, that would have definitely changed everything. Garp was definitely the deciding factor in that battle. Because at any point, if he would have said, I'm helping the Whitebeard Pirates, it would have been a wrap for all the fucking Navy.
Yeah. I already told you this the other day. I might get some hate from it, but like I said, the whole Whitebeard thing, I'm not saying he's not cool, and like, I definitely respect the guy and like stuff like that. Cause like, I mean, Ace loves
the hate
this
ready.
Man,
yeah,
but I still feel like he could have done more. I feel like a lot of people got hurt.
You feel even with him being sick like that and off the ventilators, off all the shit, being 95 years old.
I think he could have had
a D-Clan member, remember? They get that fucking sickness that just deteriorates them.
Yeah.
You saw how old Roger was.
Right. I think with his limited resources, he could have strategized
better
with that. Like, when he did his, like, I guess you could say his ultimate, where it, like, crushed everything. If he would have done that, like, for example, like, in the beginning of the fight, and, like, made everyone, like, super confused... Maybe they could have done more. I'm not saying they could have.
I think some of it was also like, because the power is so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And like, you know, when Blackbeard gets it, Blackbeard's crew even tells him, like, bro, you got to relax or you're going to fuck our shit up. And it's like,
you know how much
he cares about all his fucking family.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe that's why he had to be careful.
That was restraining him, you know what I mean, a little bit.
Maybe he's like, okay, well, I got to be careful where I use my abilities.
That's why you don't really see him.
Team damage.
Because you see him fucking pop off, but only after he separates.
Yeah. Maybe it's just the way they did the episode too, because there was like a lot of like points where he's just like, they go back, like everyone's fighting, they go back to him, and he's just standing there.
That's,
and then
see,
they go over here and then they go back to him and he's just standing there again.
That's one thing with
I mean?
One Piece compared to some other animes is that they're, because of how well fleshed out everyone's personalities are, that influences how they fight sometimes. Like even Sanji. Sanji could fuck that any girl up that he wanted to, you know what I'm saying, in a fight. But he's never going to hit a woman, so, which causes him to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not the first time either when you see him lose to the bubble woman in Annie's lobby.
Yeah, I'm just like, during some of those scenes, I was just like, dude, just aim at the thing that Ace is on and break it.
Yeah.
Just break that thing. Let him fall. You know,
but also,
or something
but
like that. You
Ace,
know what I mean?
Ace has the Sea Prism Stone.
Well,
he can't use ability. If he falls, he literally gets impaled and dies.
True. You're right.
He's not Logia type with him on.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, I'm saying, like, the way he died and shit, like, that was pretty crazy. I mean, he's not standing up
and no scars
and
on the back.
Going back to the betrayal scene was crazy.
The squad,
motherfucker. Yeah, you could definitely tell. I mean, they did it on purpose. They even said like he was the most the best person to influence, and he hated Roger and things like that. So like, obviously, they did that.
Easy
and of course, the Marines got to play dirty like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's to be expected.
Yep.
Doing dirty shit to win.
Always.
But I will say, too, though, this war was one of the first times you really see, like, okay, Luffy's, like, the weakest one there. Almost.
Yeah,
I mean,
literally.
Not. I mean, Buggy
literally
was probably the weakest, but let's not include him.
You always got the Buggy hate in there.
I always have to get the Buggy hate. I don't know. He's just he's annoying. But, yeah, he was, like...
Luffy was by far,
like,
besides the fodder, like, the actual just fodder people.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely one of the weakest there.
Yeah, and, like, you also got to be thankful that his whole crew wasn't there, because they would have got murked, probably.
Yeah, oh my god.
They would have got so murked.
Usopp, could you imagine?
Usopp would be in the ship hiding.
Kizaru would have smoked him so fast.
He would have been on the ship hiding somewhere.
you get the final surprise. Kobe stands up to fucking Akino, and... You know who shows up.
Yeah.
Our boy Shanks. And were you surprised by that? Shanks,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, I was actually
expecting everyone loves Shanks, obviously.
So. Yeah. He's a really good character.
Is he in your top five characters?
He He was. Okay. I took him off. The only reason I took him off is because I haven't seen a lot of him. I actually had, same with Rayleigh, I had him on my top five, actually, too. But there's not enough scenes with him for me to justify him even being in my top anything.
I feel you.
You know what I mean? That's the only reason I chose not to. But Shanks.
I respect it. I respect super cool. the list criteria.
Yeah. He's obviously really cool. You can tell how much respect he has. I mean, even the Marines respect this guy. And, like, no one wanted to fuck with him. Not even the Marines.
Literally nobody. Like, they knew he was on the island. Yeah. And they were just like, just please don't fuck with us. Just live here in peace, dog.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously, Rip Ace.
Yeah, Rip one Ace. Of the,
probably.
That, bro, that's how unspoiled he was. He didn't even know Ace died.
Yeah, I did not know that. Literally that was a blown huge surprise. Away. I know the first thing I said was kill Buggy or Usopp.
Yeah, yeah, you're upset. You're like, we could got rid of a couple we more could, people.
Yeah, we could have. I get why they did it. It made and
that's another thing. Like, Ace could have got out of their life, but his personality and how much he rode for Whitebeard would not allow that.
And
that's why Aikido did that shit.
And when we get to it, my favorite part of the whole thing was the backstory between Ace, Sabo,
and Luffy.
That's what made it way over. I like that part more than anything.
Which is that's how I know that you are really appreciating the story, if you prefer that over the entire war arc we just saw.
Yep.
Which, I mean, I respect. Like, Oda's character, like, literally, you will never find another anime with this level of depth for every single fucking character.
Yeah.
Like, even think about Perona from Thriller Bark. You know what I mean? How much depth she has, and someone that you haven't seen fucking, what, for 50 episodes?
Yeah.
Of the whole thing? Like, think how much depth and Gaimon, the fucking chest with the green hair, back on that island
ago. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like it's just wild how much shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you're literally about to see the Straw Hats be reunited. Everyone's pretty much done their training, and you're going to see all that pay off 2 years later. Obviously, we figured out the name, obviously, too. Well, you guys just saw the name already. So then we'll have you back on for a Sands of Wano episode once you're fully caught up the whole way. We're doing the whole way at the end of Wano.
Okay.
Caught up. And we'll see how we'll rearrange this list, too, because we'll have this list saved, too. You're going to have to rearrange it once you add all these in here.
It's gonna be a difficult one.
It is gonna be difficult.
I think it's gonna change a lot, though.
Fucking crazy.
I think it might. It'll definitely change a lot.
So what remaining list do you have left? You have the characters. I know. Because we'll run through
top
them.
Five characters. Top three devil fruits.
Top three devil fruits. Do that one.
So my number one is kind of two, but because one person has it, I kind of like listed it as both.
What?
I did fucking, the tremor darkness.
Okay, you want the fucking both of them together. I think, yeah. You want the darkness first, then steal that one.
It would actually be darkness
over
tremor.
Yeah.
If I had to choose one. But I don't know. He can literally, like, swallow worlds, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing else to say. Like, it's a cool ability. It's broken. I respect it,
obviously. Yeah, you have to get a Blackbeard statue.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I would actually. I would rock. That
seems like where you're leaning is like more on the you fucking Blackbeard side after
Murray. I mean, I like him because he not really because I mean
I'm interested to see because my favorite you haven't met my favorite antagonist. Well, you have met him, but me and Isabel's personal favorite.
Who would that be?
Doflamingo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're really gonna fuck with Doflamingo.
I haven't really seen him like fight really at all.
They did that show on purpose. They only showed you nothing for purpose. Like, just wait.
Would you say, okay, question though, would you say he could beat Mihawk? Because I remember you saying,
Mihawk's kind of still like Shanks, where he's just too shrouded. I've seen Shanks do more than I've seen Mihawk do, honestly.
Yeah.
At this point.
That's true. He doesn't really fight, really.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean,
speaking of which, him being a mentor to Zoro is pretty fucking wild.
It's hype.
It's so hype.
What does that mean for Zoro? How is Zoro gonna be 2 years with Mihawk?
He's got to get super strong. I mean, he's learning from the best of the best.
Mihawk's apes.
Yeah.
Mihawk's Forest Jungle Apes.
And I love, speaking of which, this is like a little side thing, but like the fact when he was like begging him to train, and he's like, you can't even beat the monkeys. And he's like, they're all dead or whatever he said. Yeah. He's like, I beat them. And his like eyebrow popped up. Like he was like,
yeah, all right, okay. And then Perona's okay. Just living there, like taking care of the house and shit.
She got two men she don't like.
Yeah. But yeah, so that is the episode. I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate you watching One
Well,
Piece.
We didn't do all the developers.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
And the characters.
Because the two together, I was like, fucking it.
Oh, okay.
Busted ass.
No, so two would be Marcos.
Yeah, obviously another bust one. Three. Yeah.
Shadow Fruit.
Oh, Moira Show.
Yeah, I just think
with you like Halloween and that vibe and shit,
it's super interesting. Like, it's something like super unique. That's
and
why.
If he wasn't living in the cloudy area, like everyone would be dead.
Yeah, and fourth, I know it's top three, but Bonclay.
Oh, gotta have
Bonclay's in there. I mean, that's a cool ability.
I wish he was a straw hat dog.
I know
Bonclay to be a straw hat.
And then I guess we'll go with top five characters.
Yeah, I guess do it. We'll see how it changes. Go ahead.
It's
top
gonna.
Five.
I'm sure it's gonna
run
change.
Through them.
Zoro.
Yeah.
Ace.
Yep.
Bonclay.
Bonclay's that high. Yeah. Okay.
Jinbei.
Jinbei already. Okay.
Yeah. Mad respect for him. Nami.
Okay, that's an interesting five, actually.
Yeah.
I do think it's gonna move a little bit, but I don't know. That's a pretty solid five. Because I know you really rock with them for specific reasons. And
yeah, I do.
I know those reasons only get reinforced.
Yeah, throughout the show, it's going to be hard, but I do know that probably all my lists are going to be different for sure.
So I'm excited to see what they are. Again, second time, thank you for coming on. Appreciate you. It was definitely fun. I love watching One Piece. Obviously, this is like the fifth time I've rewatched it with somebody. So, yeah. And like I've watched pretty much all of it. You know what I mean? Tave and I've really watched a fucking whole shit ton of it with. So, because he's just been streaming in the fucking Discord.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like right where you're at. You know what I mean? So, like, I've like been keeping up with both of you.
I know.
Much.
He's going to, I guarantee you.
He's about to go on vacation for a week and not have internet. So, you have a whole week to just like fucking shit on him this week.
Yeah, I need to blast him.
But thank you all for being here. Appreciate you. Peace. Be safe traveling down the summit.